USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No breakthrough in sight to end the partial federal government shutdown. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, who is expected to be elected Speaker of the House on Thursday, says the House will act on a funding measure once she is. Republicans like Congressman Steve Womack of Alaska says she shouldn't be waiting.
Let's just be honest. She has been too busy trying to secure the votes to become the Speaker of the House and not enough time spent securing our border.
The obstacle to getting a funding bill passed remains that President Trump wants $5 billion for a border wall, while Democrats are offering $1.3 billion for border security that does not include a wall. Major U.S. newspapers were struck by a cyber attack that delayed many paper deliveries yesterday. The L.A. Times, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and other papers affected. The origin of the attack is not yet known. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
It's the strictest DUI law in the nation, and it's taking effect today in Utah just before New Year's arrives. Utah lowering its blood alcohol content limit to 0.05, the lowest in the United States. Seven people suffering from non-life-threatening injuries after a jet bridge partially collapsed last night at Baltimore-Washington International Airport. Most of the passengers were still on the Southwest Airlines plane after it arrived from the Dominican Republic, but a woman had fallen sick during the flight, so passengers were told to remain on board while medics helped her off the plane. It turns out that four medics, two Southwest employees, and that ill passenger all fell from the ramp. The remaining passengers ended up having to use stairs to get off the jet. The Mega Millions lottery jackpot's getting bigger. There was no winner in last night's drawing, so the jackpot for the Tuesday drawing is expected to reach at least $420 million. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
It's a first for a liberal news channel. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It was an especially busy week for news, and it had an impact on the cable news ratings, it appears, with MSNBC topping Fox News for the first time in 18 years. For the week from December 17th to 21st, MSNBC enjoyed ratings wins in both total viewers, the first time it's done that since 2000, and the more advertising-appealing demographic age set of 25 to 54, the first time since 2001. MSNBC also had the most watched cable news program in the Rachel Maddow Show, which brought in an average 3.21 million viewers last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
CNN has announced it will air a bittersweet, nostalgic tribute to Gilda Radner on New Year's Day. Here's more on the story from USA's Rick Vincent.
Gilda Radner was an original member of NBC's Saturday Night Live, and her comedy inspired many who came after her. Love, Gilda is a documentary directed by Lisa Diapolito to be aired on CNN on New Year's Day. Here she highlights the struggles Radner faced.
Even when she was struggling with her eating disorders, there was always a sense of humor. You always wonder if people are funny in real life, and from what everyone told me, Gilda was really funny, and in her journals and her audio recordings, she was really a unique and different person.
She died from ovarian cancer in 1989. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.